We'll do roll call.
Randy Ziegler.
Joe Radden.
Gary.
Tony.
Mark.
And this meeting is being recorded and audio will be posted on the city website. Anyone wishing to speak, please raise your hand until recognized by the chairperson and state your name and residence. Your Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, before we approve the agenda, do we have any additions or deletions?
I have three highlighted, two on page one and one on page two in red.
We have to add those?
Yes.
Okay, I make a motion we add the resignation of Bill Bright and the approval of hiring Rhea Nyberg. And do the property casualty, like property insurance.
A second?
Second.
Vote?
Aye. Aye.
And now we need a motion to approve the agenda with the additions.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda with the additions.
A second. Vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, open forum.
What do you got, Jess?
Nothing.
You got a packed call.
Chat?
And you can't make it.
I don't live in 50 lakes.
All day?
During the day.
Okay, no open forum, so we need a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Make the motion to approve that.
I'll second it.
I have one deal to bring up on there. We have a CD before our next council meeting that's due. Does that need to be addressed?
We have 14 days, so I wanted to wait till the July meeting and get the current rate.
Oh.
If you're okay with that.
Okay, that could be the 24th.
Yes.
The meeting is like the 13th or something. All right. Just saw that and there wanted to bring it up.
No, I appreciate that, but yeah.
All right, we got a motion in a second. Vote?
Aye.
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 New business and critical issues. We're going to discuss 50 Lakes Day updates. It's on page 29.
Is there a recording in the interview then? Probably you don't want.
They do record it.
No, I just wondered if we had one.
I can ask for it.
No.
Yes. 50 Lakes Day update. Everything's moving along. We've been definitely busy in the office prepping things. Chad's been very busy. 57 vendors. We've never had that before. And they're still contacting us. So I really feel moving the date from away from Lakes Jam and away from Pine River Summerfest has definitely shown that aspect of the whole day is going to be better. So hopefully we have the crowd here too, and the weather.
Yeah.
Well, back when we changed the date to that date, because it was the first Saturday after the 4th of July, previously, way back when, I guess. You and I are the only, and Gary probably the only ones that remember that one.
I thought it was always in June, but it was the fourth Saturday, and then you moved it to the last Saturday. No?
I can't remember. I don't ever remember being in July.
We were the week before LA Days for like 2 years. But that's when you were next door. Mm-hmm. I thought.
Oh.
I'm going with, okay,
that's you.
The reason we chose the weekend before the 4th is because people generally stay for that week going into the 4th, and we always thought that this time of year was more grad parties.
I did have someone point out to me that switching it to a non, like, I mean, Father's Day weekend isn't a big weekend, okay? So they said switching it to that was clever. Well, that was not our intent. was that now people are going to have something to do, you know, as a family, mm-hmm. and then celebrate Father's Day as well. So mm-hmm. I guess we'll gauge it.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I do want to tell council, though, that I would like to, and I think Diana agrees, I would like to block off the parking lot Friday morning from County Road 3 all the way to the first light pole. That gives then us as the 50 Lakes State Committee and staff to set up all the tents that we can possibly set up Saturday then. Because we've got some big ones now we purchased last year.
Maybe Friday.
I mean, yeah, we'll set them all up on Friday.
See, the fire department's probably not going to do theirs till 6 o'clock Friday night.
And that's fine, because we thought that we'll be done, and then if you guys need help, we'll jump in.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So we'll be here marking the parking lot, setting everything up, and it'll be a good busy day. So if anybody's around, swing in. Some of these tents are a little tricky, like a puzzle. Do you guys have questions regarding 50 Lakes Day? It's been all over the radio. Lori Crawford did a live, or not a live, but a recorded interview. Diana and I did one yesterday. And Tess Taylor has been plugging it all day today that she'll be here. They're actually giving away quite a few tickets to concerts because they did a boo-boo last Thursday. I was in my office and all of a sudden, were you here? Mm. All of a sudden, I'm working away and I hear the announcer on B93.3 say, "Hey everybody, 50 Lakes Day is tomorrow. Be up there at 10 a.m. La, la, la." Lori Crawford was calling me as I'm calling her because she heard it. So then I called Sheena at Hubbard and she's like, "What? No." I go, "Yeah." Diana said she had 3 phone calls then. But they fixed it. He retracted. And then they threw in some concert tickets. So.
Okay. So how much did all of that advertising cost? We're on the radio 6 times a day.
I want to say Tess, the package with Hubbard and Tess being here is around $2,000.
Mm-hmm. So I said, it's been on the radio at least 6
but
times.
But didn't we have some credit on that? Diana was talking about that.
Yes, the B-Bay credits.
Yes.
Yes, so the bar, hopefully, the bar could actually cover it all. So the fire department nor the 50 Lakes State Committee nor the bar would have to cover it. She's sitting in about $8,000 worth of B-Bay credits for radio ads. So I kind of hope that's the route she goes. Mm-hmm.
So. Well, that would be nice, and then she has extra anyway after that.
Exactly. If she keeps earning it, every gift certificate that's bought, she keeps earning. So if council still would like to see it that way, I'll tell her.
Are they having a dump tank again, or?
No.
Okay, oh, God.
Jill, you love sitting.
It was so cold.
Yeah. So if you don't have anything more?
Nope, that sounds good to me.
Okay.
We'll go to committee reports, planning and zoning. Gary.
Well, this last meeting, it was the first one in quite some time. We had a variance meeting. They approved a variance up on North Eagle. Other than that, we're about on the same amount of permits as last year, actually about exactly as last year. And other than that, there's really not much going on. I think we'll touch on, and that might, you know, that purchase of property up on Peninsula. I don't know if that has to do with the planning, but that'll be later in the deal, you know.
Right. We'll just okay to find the property for now.
Yeah.
Did they? We'll cross that and get to that.
Yeah, that's down the road here a little bit. But yeah, that was really, there just hadn't been a whole lot going on in the variance, and yeah, that's about it. Justin couldn't make it today, he had other things going on, so it just, there wasn't much.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was your only variance, then?
Yeah. Yep.
Parks, we haven't heard anything about the grant yet?
We have not. Sometime this month. The park committee did meet yesterday. It was Marilyn and I and Jenna. Tony was out of town and Diana was gone. But we are moving forward with the tile fundraiser. Jess is working her magic to get it a blast on Facebook that will be here Saturday selling these. We're going to have a booth, and it's going to have free popcorn, free cotton candy to try to lure people in. We want to get people signed up with their name and address and email so that we can start doing email blasts. When we get the grant and when we're fundraising and what we're looking at. The lady that did this Pequot splash pad is going to come and meet with us soon, Jenny, and she gave me all kinds of tips on how to raise money. The tiles we're going to sell, they're 6x6. You can do 4 rows of 13 characters, and if we get 200 or more, if we order 200 or more, they're $16 a piece, so we're going to sell them for 100. So we'd have an $84 profit.
That's the 16 that includes the engraving, the tile and the engraving?
Yes.
Yeah. And those are the tiles?
Those are the ones that are going to go on the side of the building. The committee right now doesn't know where to go with pavers, what the vision is. We don't want to jump into something and tell people this is what we're going to do and it's not what we're going to do. So that's where maybe you guys will have to give us your thoughts. I know it's been that area at the pickleball court that's dirt right now. So if that is in fact something you want, we thought this could be phase one and see how it goes.
So going back to the regulations, the pavers don't work in their wheelchair deals, because I've got other places where they put that stamp pattern in the concrete.
I'll have to ask.
And it's wheelchair.
Idiot.
Restaurants and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a great question.
The pavers, and if they're done, I mean, I'm willing to ask, if we get enough pavers to have somebody come in and lay them, so that if they're done correctly, they shouldn't even sell.
If I may interject, I think it was the pure and simple fact for the grant that you needed to have, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, you needed to have when we get pavers in, we'll put this, like an actual, we're going to tar, it's going to be ADA, and with the engravers, with the bricks that you want, I think that was more of a, not guaranteed that that's what you would do. So there's nobody saying, I don't think, that after, if we do get the grant, after it's put into place, that if in the future we want to put bricks or large pavers, there's nothing saying we can't do it.
Right.
As long as it goes with the state.
We'd be able to do that instead of a sidewalk then, correct?
That depends on the grant.
I mean, once we get the grant, can we count?
Then we can ask, is what Laurel has
told. Already.
Is that her name?
Laura.
Yeah.
because here's another thought. If you go down there, rather than doing concrete, which is really hard to, if you could do pavers, but you wanted to do something in the interim, so you didn't have the break in the pavers, because you'd start at the end and work your way back, or start at one end or the other. If you asphalted it, where all it took was a hot saw, cut it off, well, you sold 6 foot pavers. Cut it off, pull the asphalt out, sold 6 pavers. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The asphalt is very malleable, replaceable, where concrete is there forever.
Right. This Jenny Gonza, what she said they did, and she sent me a picture, is they went to W.W. Thompson Concrete, they donated the pavers, and they did 6x6 and 12x12s. They sold the 6x6 for $150, the 12x12s for $1,000. They sold 16 of the $1,000 ones. She didn't say how many of the 6x6, but she said, and it's not that long of a paver area, but it's 5 feet wide, and the pavers they went with are ADA compliant. So that was something that triggered with me that I'm writing down, that to make sure that's my brick those are ADA compliant then. So that's something I learned through that, so.
And I think that has to be looked at once, if we get the grant, that if we can do that, I guess, you know. And if not, we need to find another place that would work for that, you know.
Well, and one of my park members happens to play pickleball with the owner of W.W. Thompson Concrete. So.
Do they do any engraving down there, or they just?
They don't. They used my engraving out of Pequot Lakes, and she said, Jenny said he was amazing to work with, and they just did strictly one font, I think.
Which is better if it's all semi.
No graphics, and just 25 characters, I think, was all you could do. But that's where the committee thought, okay, let's start out with the tiles, $100. Let's see how many we can get and get that rolling. And then I think we could move forward with the area in front of the pickleball, because that wasn't wrote into the grant. Mm-hmm. So we can still move forward on that as long as it wasn't wrote in the grant. I just need to, you know, measure out. Do you want it just 5 feet from the pickleball court?
Whatever.
And the width? Just a plan, because then if we start fundraising, then we know this is what it's going to take to fill this area. So we can discuss it.
Well, can we say something like that right now? Just for 50 Lakes Days, and you could tell people?
We're going to tell them that'll be our next phase.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, okay. This will be the paper.
But okay. We don't have the details, so it's hard to tell them the details, but this is...
Well, like what Ann just described to us, would we want to describe that to the public?
If that's where council is agreeing that that's the route you'll go.
You know, to at least start the process, and at least we have an answer for this weekend.
Would be nice.
You know, because
instead,
I'm not
going to
buy something that's a maybe, but if you tell me I'm going to have a spot right there, well, yeah, you know.
Well, that's so, where they're going with the tiles for now. But.
Well, right, but should we say that we're going to have some pavers in a certain area for
if
sure?
If you're in agreement that that would be the next phase, yeah, we can explain that to people. And if somebody says, well, I want to buy a brick now, okay, donate whatever you want.
Because this is a perfect opportunity.
Absolutely.
It is.
We don't, yeah, we just don't have prices, you know. Though. What if somebody says, I want to buy a paver, you know?
Give them, put your email.
Yep.
Here's our list.
We'll contact you as soon as it's ready, and we could get it ready.
As soon as we know when we're going to move forward, and maybe we should tell everybody, hey, if you're interested, even if you're interested in, get on this list.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to tell.
Okay.
But I just need too that if we start moving forward, what would you pay for a paver? $1,000? A 12x12? Is that feasible in our area?
I don't know. Do they
probably.
Do 12x12?
That's what they did at WW.
I think most of them that will sell will probably be $100 ones, I'm guessing. But you could offer the other option.
Well, that's the tiles on the bathroom.
Oh, is this different now?
Yeah, this is on the ground.
Or do you trust the park committee just to come up with what they think our community
might?
Yeah,
I think.
I trust the park committee.
Okay. That's the way we'll move.
I think it'd be a good idea to be able to tell people that we're going to do that. This is a great time to start that process.
This is the time the public's going to be here.
Exactly. So let's kind of get our foot in the door with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And maybe even have a couple of examples. I mean, say this is not what they'll look like, but it's.
Well, we've got the ones over here. You know.
I think the ladies were going to have the Pequot Lakes picture.
Oh, perfect.
I've got the picture.
Okay.
And it's got businesses, personal names,
and in memory of, you know, things like that.
Okay.
All right. Okay, we'll move on to fire and rescue. Jill?
As far as I know, we've had like 3 EMS calls, and then... And do you have anything else you want to add for about this weekend? Or?
I think so.
Okay. All right. Are we doing the barbecue again? Mm-hmm. Same deal that we've done, okay. And then we have to approve the fire and rescue bylaws.
And you have to abstain, so that's why I didn't pass last time. We okayed this last month?
I have to abstain?
The approval.
Not you.
I need to abstain.
Both Mark. I have to abstain also. So that's between you three. That's the way they had throughout last month. So.
So with that being said, I'd like to make a motion to approve the fire and rescue bylaws.
I'll second.
And we'll take a vote.
Aye.
Abstain.
Abstain. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, so that's it.
That's it?
You have an
something else to talk about?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, I think.
It's right in front of you.
Oh, sorry. I guess I didn't see this. Yeah. We have to accept the, Bill Bright's resignation from the fire department.
Make a motion to accept Bill's resignation from the Futilities Fire Department.
Second.
Vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Anything else with the fire and rescue?
No.
Okay. We will go to road construction and maintenance. Mark.
Okay, the Minnesota Road purchase that I brought up last month, Minnesota Road from just the arrows, I don't know, from Bobby Anderson's to Red's old place.
The Narrows?
The Narrows on 50 Lakes, which we already maintain 80% of the land that's there anyway.
I'd like to make a motion that we purchase a property on Peninsula Road.
Second.
Could I ask a question?
Oh.
Would you, I spoke with Justin on this, just to get his advice on it, and he said the only thing he would suggest is maybe have the attorney just look at this.
How much are they going to charge us?
That's what he said. So it's up to you.
This already went to the county. I didn't get a call from Doug today, but Tom said this is going to be on. Their meeting was at 9 o'clock this morning, and I think it already went through their...
If you don't, that's fine. I just wanted to deal. To bring it.
But,
this is the $98.
It's kind of a no-brainer.
$98.68?
Yeah.
That's kind of a no-brainer, too.
Yep. Well, continue making that motion.
Sorry. For $98 and...
Yeah.
$68.
Aye.
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 And also, I'd just like to bring Chad up, because he and I haven't talked earlier this week either. We're busy. The roads aren't all done. You only got a couple left. Dust starts coming Tuesday.
Yep.
And
I just received a bid from the riprap from Chad Bike for $9,700.
Okay.
He said it's going to work.
Did you get two more?
I can.
Okay.
I called Pico. They said come back.
Okay.
That's something to be done in the wintertime?
So we have time. Well, I don't know the way to get the money. You know, I don't know if we have time now.
Well, I don't want the stone to fly yet.
Right.
Chad's been helping out quite a bit around the city, paying for a lot of things. Did Ann touch on the tables when I took that call earlier with trying to get those dried out? Maybe throw some paint on them?
Yeah, I've been trying to get them painted.
Do you think it'll dry?
Might be dry, dry a little bit maybe. Put them inside, I guess.
Can you put them up in the back of the dump truck for an hour or something? Or?
I'll figure something out.
Okay. What time did you start grading this morning?
I think it was 9:30.
And we've been going at it.
I had to let it dry out a little bit, otherwise it would be mud.
Right.
But I did other stuff around here too.
Everything else going good then?
Yep.
This says all I got.
Okay, we'll move on to the liquor store. Randy.
Okie doke. Just highlight our P&L statement for May, which was tremendous this year. We doubled our gross sales. of any month prior to that, to the tune of about $45,000. And then we maintained our gross profit percentage from, it was running in the mid-40s, and we got that up to 53%. So a very good month of May. And hopefully we'll be seeing the same thing about June.
So. How are the variances this week?
What's that?
Were there any variance problems like there was, a week ago or 2 weeks ago we got the email on the...
Are you talking about tills?
Yeah.
Other than what I sent out to you, I there was one or two in this beginning of June. So I'll get that together. I haven't had time with getting ready for 50 Lakes Day and stuff.
This is always a crunch time.
I'm on top of it to see, but I'll let you guys know what there was. I'll send out another one as soon as maybe next week, if that's good for you guys.
Yeah. And we're going to be...
I like your... I don't always get to them on Friday when you, whenever you send them out, but I do read them when you send them.
Yep, I'll for sure make that a priority for next week to get them out to you guys right away.
Nice to get those department. Actually, Chad, we did that for a while. Maybe we should go back to something like that. Give a week synopsis or something. Remember you sat down with Karen and did a few things. Maybe we do that. Go back to at least every other week or sometime to say, here's what I've been doing. Sorry.
No, that's fine. And we plan on doing the same thing, Mark, is working weekly on that.
I like that summary. I don't get to them until Sunday or Monday or whatever I get time on.
Right. So it's a work in progress, so.
Life is.
Diane, touch base with our two new hires.
Okay, well, Cindy Bisping, I hired her last week with your guys' approval. Tonight, she'll continue. Tonight is her third night. She's going to work a couple of days during the week, free up some of my time, so either I can really get my office work done and then switch to another night that I need to stay at a night, do a night shift. So, and then Ray Nyberg, I think her last name is going to start tomorrow with me. So, we'll see how she works out. She's a little bit younger, so we'll see.
That might be okay, though, you know?
Absolutely.
In the past, we've looked up really well.
She's only,
19
or?
20. Yeah.
So what is she can only work until a certain time, or she has no, I don't know.
There's no restrictions. No, she just can't consume. She's old enough. She can bartend. She can't consume.
Well, that would be a good thing. You shouldn't really be consuming while you're working anyway.
Well, no, you don't. You can't. That's a rule.
That's a rule.
Oh, we can't? Oh,
yeah. That was 40-some years ago. We could drink at 18.
That was back in the days.
Thank you for consuming.
I'll need a motion for each of the gals. Can we do them both in one motion? Or
I'd prefer them separate, and then I'm assuming minimum wage?
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah. Can we... I don't know how you guys feel, but I haven't even seen this other girl behind the bar yet. So maybe we can wait for her for next month just to see if she's going to work out or not. Because we've had a few people that have come in for a few shifts and then not come back.
But if we still think it should be a matter of record. She's already started. She's going to start today after.
We're just giving you the approval.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Let's just do a joint then. I make a motion we hire Cindy. Bisping? And Ray Nyberg.
She wants to step in.
Oh. Cindy Bisping.
Oh, sorry, ma'am.
Aye.
Aye.
And on that note, we make a motion to hire Ray Nyberg, part-time bartender. What are their rates? Should we be?
At minimum.
At minimum wage.
Oh, sorry.
You vote?
Aye.
The next item was with Juan. Did you bring the board up?
Well, Juan just came to me and asked if maybe possibly there would be a few more hours for him to come in and get some more hours. He has another job in Nisswa that he would rather work here, closer. So I told him I would bring it to you guys. I can see needing him, you know, maybe not every week for the extra, like, 10 hours every week, but I don't know if that's something that he would go for, you know, if it's not a consistent.
Currently, he's at 20 hours. Is that correct?
I want to, five, right around 20.
They should average about two to three a day, and he works 5 days.
Yeah.
I didn't look
but
it up.
He's doing more, but he's been doing a lot of deep cleaning and stuff that we needed, so it's been more like 3 and 4 hours that he's been here, and he's been doing a fantastic job at it. So I would say,
is he
yeah,
running your budget?
Good.
Yeah.
That's under your budget anyway, so yeah. I don't even know why we should. If you need him for 6 hours a day, and on that note, being with the deep cleaning, how are we going to address that? Are we going to be able to keep up now? And how did that thing get so far away from us?
I think it is going to be, we've changed around a few racks and stuff, and it's going to be easier to take stuff out and really get in there and scrub and stuff. And I ordered new racks for the kegs so that we can pull them out, but they messed up on the order, so
are they waiting for them.
They're not, no.
Do
but
make?
They're the ones that I ordered are supposed to be 12 inches off from the floor, and the ones that one that came was only like that far off from the floor. But the higher ones, we can get the mop in underneath of there and really get cleaned up underneath of there.
It's not going to become a storage area, is it?
No, it's in the keg cooler. So, yeah.
Storage.
Yeah. So I just kind of wanted your guys' blessing or how you guys felt about that. I know I got to watch my bottom line too, because that's going to be another hit to us for.
Yep, it's not in your budget, so you need to find where you're going to get the money. But I think from what I've seen and what he's uncovered going on over there, a lot of work, and I don't want to say as much as he wants, but.
And
this past, was it last week, I actually had him, well, did he clean or did the other guy clean?
Joe did.
Just our office because the Asian beetles, which we're all fighting at home, they just infested our fire hall, and I had him over there cleaning for, how many hours did he put in over there?
I haven't seen his timesheet yet. I guess a couple.
Did he get the windowsills? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think if he's doing a good job. We're going to need that anyway to keep up on that stuff.
Right.
Because deep clean isn't just once.
Right.
So.
And I think the city should have him do cleaning periodically, like at the community center over there.
We do.
That's right.
He does do that.
Juan has just a little bit. Joe does. Yeah.
Okay.
We have two cleaners. So you know.
Because it was kind of dirty last Wednesday when I was there. The bathroom.
I don't know why the toilets get such a film on them. Immediately. Because I think I had just scrubbed them right before you were there.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Could probably use new toilets.
Is that stopping water over there? Well, the only reason we haven't upgraded over there is because we haven't, we keep thinking we want to remodel that area. Mm-hmm. We talked about it, but if you touch them, then you have to make them wheelchair accessible.
ADA compliant, yeah. You start moving stuff around.
Yeah. And I think that with the dollar amount that came with that $25,000 to $15,000 sticker someone last time was looked into.
Well, the whole community center remodel was $200,000.
Yeah,
we were going to do windows and all that, the kitchen. I just want to point out, I completely disagree on whether my opinion counts or not, to have, we've never had a cleaner that had to be over there for 6 hours a day at any time. And it's going to hurt. I mean, your labor hours have increased between your COLAs, your merit raise. We're still at a $19,000 deficit for the year. Devil's advocate.
I think we need to. I mean, I understand what you're saying.
Can you get your bartenders to do more?
Isn't that kind of the standard, is to have the bartenders do the cleaning? And it did get quite far away, and why?
It did, because nobody wants to do the extra deep cleaning.
We need to find somebody that will work. Right. And, you know, if they're not doing as you asked, why do we have them?
Yep.
Well, but because
this is ridiculous.
But there are some, and a lot of places have a separate cleaner.
That's and not there's a lot that don't.
But there's a lot that do, Gary, and so I don't think it's a bad thing to have someone that's designated to cleaning.
Well, I think it's well needed here, very much needed, or we'd be shut down.
But even back 40 years ago when I bartended, you still had all your racks, all your bottles, all your glasses.
There's certain things that you have to do.
You didn't touch the floors. Everything from the floors up.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes total sense.
There's a certain amount that the bartenders do need to do, and I don't believe that they're doing them now. And if they don't want to do the job that they're hired for, they need to be let go. That's all there is to it.
I think it's hard if you work 8 hours bartending and you're busy, and then all your clothes, you've got to do your money, you've got to do your bottles, you've got to do stuff.
Can we shift times around a little bit? So
that would be designated.
The last person does a 6 hour shift with an available to clean for an hour after at the end of the day. This needs to be.
But we have a cleaner every day. We have a cleaner every day now.
Right. But I mean, there's been some issues there that have gotten
well
far beyond where they should, and that is wrong.
Right, but that's why we have a cleaner now. Like a cleaner designated.
So it shouldn't have gotten that far away in the beginning.
It shouldn't have gone
that far. I don't disagree with that. But that's my point. I think that's the point is, it's unless you have like a checklist of everything they're supposed to have to do, and they're tired at the end of their shift, and I think it's not a bad idea to have someone separate that's designated to cleaning. We know that that's what they're doing, and that they're doing it right every time.
Yeah, if you want bartenders to do that on the weekends, they're closing at anywhere from 12 to 2 o'clock in the morning. Now do you want to throw another 2 hours worth of cleaning at them and expect them to stay here until 4 o'clock in the morning?
But they don't have to. They're still, your cleaner's still doing the general. They're mopping, they're sweeping.
The general stuff, yes.
They're doing
there
all that.
There needs to be, you know, not just not doing anything isn't an option.
Suggesting
that, though.
They have been doing, you know, they haven't been sweeping, mopping, and doing the deep cleaning and stuff like that, but they will wipe their tables down, wipe their bottles down, wipe all of that stuff down, and get the behind-the-bar stuff done and picked up and everything. But I think it's the deep cleaning that really got out of hand.
Well, there's some light cleaning that's not being done also, from what I understand, and I hate to bring it up, but it's these bartenders are not doing the end of the day stuff, I don't believe. You know, sticky drink mats and all of that, isn't that ever picked up by them, or do they just leave it sticky?
No, usually I do that. When the day shift person usually does that. I'll be honest,
my eyes have been open and not in a good way.
Yes, but Gary, I'm not there every single day, and if something
you need to have employees
night,
that you can trust.
Yes, but like he was saying, if something gets spilled and it's on the drink mat, after they've been there for 9-10 hours, they're not going to take all of that off, wipe it down, and put everything back.
I'm talking about days that this isn't done. And I think you know what I'm talking about here, that there are things that haven't been done that need to be done more often. And do we need to just hire a total cleaning crew in here always? I don't know what the other bars do. Do they give
back
delegate some?
When I ran, we had a separate company come in. They'd come in at 3 o'clock in the morning and clean the entire room.
Well, maybe that's what we need to do. I've seen it makes
more sense, Gary. I mean, I understand your concerns on that, but We're still looking at dollar.
Well, absolutely, and do we have the money to give to cleaners? Or do we need to rely on our staff?
Well, I think...
I don't know the answer, I honestly don't, but...
Is there a checklist that they have to do when they...
I didn't have a checklist up, yes. It hasn't been up for a while, but everybody has been there for quite a while, other than now Cindy is the new one, so, yes.
I mean, the checklist needs to go back up, because they don't remember what they're supposed to do.
Right.
Well, that's...
If they're not doing those, then that's just as much... And, yeah, it's a long shift if it's busy, but maybe we have to have two bartenders on, maybe you don't make as much of tips, but...
You can spend more money by empowering the bartenders by the hour, they're making more than minimum. So you're gonna have an actual increase in wages by having our bartenders do that.
Well, the cleaners get $20 an hour, though.
Yeah.
And I think if the bartenders are cleaning, that's what they need to get also.
Plus,
I'm not asking anybody to do anything for a minimum wage. I think they need to be paid accordingly, but these things need to get done. That's the big thing.
And just that way, he might hit a para threshold too.
So if we're gonna pay the cleaner $20 an hour, and now we're talking about paying the bartenders $20 an hour to do the cleaning.
We tried that and they said no.
Okay. My point is we're gonna pay whoever's cleaning $20 an hour, regardless. Why don't we get the person that actually is doing the deep cleaning and doing a really good job to do the cleaning? Because we already know that person's doing
the
job.
I guess that's what we want to do, but that is gonna affect this bottom.
Right, but we would pay the bartenders the same amount of money to do the cleaning. So why don't we just get the person that's designated to do the cleaning is doing a fabulous job and pay that person that money instead of having bartenders do it who we recognize are really tired at the end of their shift and instead have somebody come in that's fresh and that's their focus.
I agree, and the bartenders can do some stuff on the checklist before they go. But also too, this with this hour thing, Diane watches out. She's our manager. That's what she's hired to do. She's hired to run the bar. I think she'd be left at her discretion of how much that she wants extra to give one or not give one, depending on how things are going
and what's needed.
I'm
fine with that, but I just everything leading up to this, I've been very, very disappointed.
Well,
but I think you still have to have a cap. Terrible. You have to have a cap. We have a cap in the office. I'm 32. She's 32. Vuk is 24. If we can't get our job done, I'm not going to go seek extra hours for someone else to come in.
But it is a little different. Like, it is a little different because, for instance, in July, in the summer, it's going to be more, right? Than it would be maybe in like January. So
well, yeah, definitely in the winter time we wouldn't need.
Right. I think it depends on how that. I mean, if he comes in and we're saying, well, you can only do 3 more hours now, and it's a 4-hour or 2 more hours, and it's a 3-hour task because it was a really busy Friday night. I'm not running the bar. I don't know how that works, but I think I'm guessing that Diane is going to use that discretion and not just say go for 60 hours. I mean,
that's just advice. And most people have a cap, so. Yes, and he might very well qualify for para.
Okay, so yeah, she'll need to know that. Mm-hmm.
But cleanliness definitely has to jump up a lot.
We're working on it, yes.
Next. The discussion and the purchase of a patio furniture in the city's purchasing policy. Did you put that on here?
I did.
Yep.
I just wanted council to be aware that the patio furniture that was approved last month, was that 1,700 times 4? And then this came in at $10,350.49. And then another 500. And our purchasing policy clearly states purchasing levels, approvals, This went above what council approved. And then when the auditor comes in next year and reads the minutes and says, that's not what was approved, who's going to be the one answering that and held accountable? Is me. And it's very frustrating and very upsetting, as you can tell.
Well, it's not right. When we approve something and you go above and beyond, why are we even here? That's that we voted on this, we agreed to a certain price, and then it goes above that. Why? I'd really like to know why. Because that's not what we as a council agreed upon. Do we mean nothing? Does our opinion, do our votes mean nothing? We just do what we want to do? This is very frustrating.
Pardon? Did the price go up?
No, what was crossing
the price days. Actually went down with the people that were in on the purchasing of that. Chad did a tremendous job of contacting Ace Hardware and changing the numbers on that. And the overrun was the black chairs and one other thing. We added to that, and yeah, we dropped the ball on that.
Well, we still don't have it all. We're missing some of the furniture.
Yeah, there's two talls and two little ones that are due to us. So
I'll need a motion for the additional cost.
I'll make a motion for that additional cost of the chairs and the furniture. Okay.
Need a second?
Second.
Vote?
Aye.
Aye.
I'd like to vote no, just to make a point, because this is wrong.
How much did we vote over?
Well, you approved at, I think, 8,000.
823.
How much was it?
I thought we had 30 grand to spend.
Doesn't matter.
That was what the...
Doesn't matter. It has to come to council. Bids have to come to council. This is taxpayer money. That day, the accountant is going to go. Why didn't you follow your policy? Because that's what they asked for. I need your purchasing policy. Then I need all your big purchases and all the bids that you had. We had one bid, which I was okay with because it was a struggle, but then that was an online company. And then rightfully so, we probably would have should have went to Cross Lake Ace first.
Well, then I misunderstood because I thought we had $30,000.
You took out a 30. You took out a no. I made it very clear.
I misunderstood that.
We've had this policy for years. Nothing's changed.
Okay, so to rectify this. We need that motion, right? So
we'll come up with the actual calculation and put it in the motion if you're comfortable with that. I should have had it ready for you, but
if we're short chairs, we're short chairs.
Well, we paid for them, though.
Yes, we're paid for them, so they need to get them to us.
And both parties understand that, both being an Ace and with the delivery department here, so.
But I just want council to know this. This it has to be everybody following this purchasing policy. We got on the fire department a few years ago because they didn't, and that stopped. And it defines every level of purchasing and what who can pass it and what you have to do. Okay. So thank you.
Next, I want to review and hopefully after this meeting we go out and take a look at the pretty lights where the final rescue spot is going to be or whether or not we want to move it in any given way. I know Gary's taking a look at it and I have some, just wanted to get an opinion from the board, so.
A word for purple?
Yeah. we can leave it where it's at or move it westerly on the western half. But I just want to give you guys a chance to chime in on that. Next is the motion to approve bids for electrical and the plumbing for the dishwasher we purchased last month. And I see here Northern Lakes Electric is $947 for the electrical work. And we haven't received the plumber quote on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the...
Yeah, that's Great Country Plumbing.
The electrical is how much?
$947.
Ooh, but that includes doing the electric to the pergola too.
Yes.
How much does the dishwasher cost?
$5,000.
I'd like to say something on this also, and I know we purchased this dishwasher for $5,000, and we all agreed to it, but I think this needs to be researched a little better in the future to explain these added costs.
Right.
You know, we agreed to $5,000 for this dishwasher, and now we're getting
$7,000
or something. You know, another $1,000. I don't know. I don't know what I'm looking at, but it's going again, much like the tables, going above what we approved. We need to research this. I see there's permit fee here. You know, I don't know that much about the food industry, but I do know that if you change a kitchen or what have you, it's got to be cleared with the state. And then I ask the question, well, who's going to hook it up? Well, Chad can do it. Well, apparently, you know, and I know Chad probably was in agreement, but Chad is not an electrician. He's not a licensed plumber. We need to research these things a little better so we get a true cost of what this is going to be. Now, I don't know, there's $1,025 I'm looking at here, in addition to the $5,000 we'd already spent.
And another $900 for electrician.
And yeah, well, that's kind of a, you know, some of that's going to the pergola, but, you know, here we are, you know, quite a fair amount over what we had. I think that kind of ties into the furniture, too. We need to research this stuff a little better and come up with a true cost.
Well, I mean, that's easy, having that's to, easy to say, but the board approved the purchase of the dishwasher last month.
And I did
at no time did I confirm that, oh, Jack can do the plumbing.
That's what I was told.
Well, that's wrong.
Yes, it was.
But we know there is going to be a cost of, involved with that.
And I think that needs to be researched a little. I believe. Because the $5,000, that's the dishwasher. What more is it costing us?
Well, that was just the dishwasher, though.
Right.
Right.
And that's what we approved.
Right.
We but never approved all of this.
Right, that's why we're approving it now.
Yes, but
that should have come up.
Well, your motion.
We kind of held hostage. We've already bought the dishwasher, so we can't say no to this.
So did you assume that was included in the dishwasher price?
Yes.
Even though the prices were coming from the companies?
Well, I asked the question.
But there was
who is going to hook it up? And I was told Chad.
I don't remember that question. Is that in the minutes?
I don't know.
I don't think it's going to hook it up.
Council meeting.
The other thing we need to look at in the future is that we all dropped the ball on this, but in the future we need to be, and Chad helped me, so if we run into these again, say, hey, we're going to need this, and this. And if we're to replace the fuel shed, we're going to get a block winner, cement guy.
Precisely.
And we'll try
that. It's just not the material yet. It's
right.
Everything.
It's everything. And we all of us dropped the ball on that because we all could have said something.
I did ask a question and I accepted Chad's going to do it just, you know, without a second thought. But
and I had thought that I would be able to do it when I read the instruction stuff on there and said it has to be done by a qualified electrician or qualified plumber, otherwise the warranty does not cover it.
Well, and in all honesty, being a commercial government entity, we should have it done properly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And, you know, that's nothing against you, Chad.
It's good that you did that when you read that. I'm like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Passed along, but yeah, it's... Yeah, so I guess next time you buy one that's plug and play.
Well, I mean, I guess we just don't know until
that's not possible. You have a plumber doing work that he's plumbing, and you have an electrician that does his electrical. You don't have, at least I haven't found in this area, one person that does both. And like Chad said, you have to have a licensed electrician and a plumber for that with the state. So.
I'll need a copy of that from Northern Lakes Electric, please.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know how, Gary, I don't know what a guy does differently when you take on projects like this and make sure that we have all the costs included. When I guess we'll just have to wait another month and bring it in front of the city council.
Yeah, because it's not hooked up anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's taking a whole month now to get a bid for the electrical and the plumbing, so.
Yeah, it is.
So next time it's get all three first and bring it.
Yeah.
There's a small print and it is what it is. We all kind of drop the ball and we just got to ask more questions when we spend money. Do we get that motion to spend another?
Nope.
I'm making a motion we spend another $2,000 up to $2,500 to plug in the dishwasher.
And electric.
That's plumbing and electric. Yeah, that $2,500 should cover both.
Second?
Aye.
Both?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And then the last one we were discussing was the possible fencing that would enclose the beer garden or the pergola. And at this time, I've only received one quote, which was not even a debate on how to use them with the lead fencing. So I have been talking with a couple others. And we'll just have to wait and see what we can do with this cost. So.
Is there a reason why we want to fence it? I'm just curious.
Well, first of all, is if somebody steps off that curb and gutter back behind the tables and chairs, you know, there's only about so much room on that. Can we reconfigure the chairs and tables? Yes. The only other thing is with if the state has anything as far as, and I know back in Iowa when I worked on this, you had to separate the vehicles from the people.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have something up there that'll stop that from happening.
See?
Basically a safety valve.
Yeah.
So what do you look at fencing area off the...
It'd just be out the front door. It's at the short little L. One side where the handicap zone is at, that's like 16 feet. And then the longer part of the leg, which goes down the front of that, is about 45 feet.
You look at fencing all vehicles and changing the lawn, the whole lawn from the lawn up. All the way around along the bar then? Is that what you're looking at?
Come again.
I'm trying to picture where your fence is running. Your fence is running along the edge of the parking lot then and up?
Yes.
So you can control.
Should we look into that and see what the requirements are?
You have to stay down.
That would stay down.
Yeah, for sure.
I think we should do that to begin with.
Because if you put a fence through a lot of that, is it really going to hinder snow removal?
Well, and it restricts the flow of the bar too a little bit.
Do you think?
You know, of patrons on this weekend.
What I was more wondering is, what is that out the back off the patio towards the loading dock side? Is that where you've got chairs? Is that a step off?
No, it's not.
No, it's flat out of there.
Off the basically, that's what we're looking at, but I have not gotten a quote with the wrought iron. But basically, you attach it where the curb and gutter is on the back part of that, and then the L shape order go out and down till we run out of the concrete padding. So, and I can show you that.
Yeah, I'd be curious. I'm not sure.
But it just makes me damn nervous. We've had X amount of people doing burnouts, and if you look at the traction of that burnout, it's heading right towards the beer garden. I mean, I'm not going to.
So would you have to have a fence strong enough to separate them, you think? Or?
I don't know.
I guess that would be another.
Mm-hmm.
You
have to have requirements.
Really, what the requirement of that?
Right.
Is.
If you did come up with some specifications, I know. We got things here, quality. They do quite a bit of this. Fancy rails at residence.
Yeah.
They're always doing custom fencing for handrails and different stuff.
Okay.
Just don't be in a hurry.
Sure.
But yeah, I'll take a look, see what you got. And this is where let's look at the other maybe added costs that we may run into on something like this.
Sure.
If there's going to be any expectations to have doors, like maybe an opening of every so much space, so that if there was a fire.
Well, the flow moving around and.
Some more to come on that.
Yeah,
okay.
I just see a snow removal obstacle, kind of, but feel free to chime in. It's your parking lot.
Anything else from the local report? Chad?
I just wanted to run this by the council and get approval about, I spent hours washing inside the building, getting all the grease and stuff off of it. I want to take the grease bin, where they dump the grease into, the receptacle, and put that over in where the cardboard is, and put the cardboard over where the grease is.
It's a lot cleaner.
So the grease will stay all over there instead of.
That makes sense.
So I just wanted to get a total.
I think that's something you work out with Diana, but I think it makes a lot of sense.
Does it? I mean, we already talked about it.
We had talked about it. I just wanted to.
Will you call Pequot Sanitation then too?
Oh, yeah, they might be confused just for a little while.
Because they pull up and it's all, I don't know how they do
it. You can't even see it.
They'll see
it
on cardboard.
Okay, anything else?
I have one other question for that. Do you fill that cardboard bin? I brought over a bunch of stuff from the fire department the other day. Two different locations. Is that thing always full? Do they dump it every week or?
Yeah, they come every week for recycling. Yep.
You get a generally fill it because both times I went in there, it's like, ooh, a lot of boxes.
Yeah, it just depends on the week. I mean, there's some weeks that it's not full, but other weeks that it's overflowing. Yep. Hmm. Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Mayor's report. We need to renew the liquor liability dram shop. And I think Ann has, yep, and we have the policy right here.
Okay. Now, are these the people that came out and did our, where you were just showing me?
No. This is the liquor.
This is totally separate from the city's property then?
Well, this is the liquor liability, the dram.
Yep, the state requires this. We have to have it. And this is the company that the MMBA?
This is the company that we've used for a number of years, but Shane, our new agent, did go to the League of Minnesota Cities, and they came back at $14,000. And Illinois is at $3,060. And that's why Karen had said she never went with the league, because they're always like triple. So last year you were at $3,232, so it actually went down about not quite $200. So.
You call who you used to use?
Oh, we use these guys for a long time. It's a pool. They pool the municipals together. Do they not?
That's probably why.
So. Yeah, and that's why it's so much less. Paul did that, oh great, probably like 2010. Before that, we were paying anywhere from $12,000 to $16,000.
That's based right. On your, good memory.
It's based on your monies you generate. So that's what it's based on. But the MMBA got together. And it was costing a lot of money for a lot of bars. And so
they pulled
the municipals together, yeah. And I think we dropped down to 8, but I think, yeah, this is now it's 3. You know, it's like, yeah.
What all do they cover?
It's Dram Shop. Dram Shop covers if something ever happens to somebody.
Only
right?
Oh, if they're on the premise.
Yep.
Were they ever contacted when we lost that person at that time?
Not unless there was a lawsuit filed against us. Otherwise, there's no reason.
So I'll make a motion that we accept the Dram Shop from Illinois Casualty Company for a total of $3,060.
Second.
Vote.
Aye.
Renew workers' compensation.
That, I think, is what I put in front of you, and I didn't get it till yesterday, so I apologize. That is to a tune, and they base it off what we budget for payroll. So it's at, the total premium is at $19,768 for the 24-25 year. For 22-23, we were at $22,254. So if we can keep our labor costs at the level I gave him, then we should be okay at the 19, but then they'll audit us, so. So I just need a motion to approve the league's work comp policy.
I got kind of lost up. That's page 55.
This is this one, no, this is this one. It was a separate paper on your, yes.
So I'm going to make the motion that we accept this is the League of Minnesota Cities Insurance Trust.
Yep, for workers' compensation.
For workers' comp. For a total of $19,768.
Okay.
Vote?
Aye.
Aye.
On that note, I want to say, did we get an extra insurance rider for our...
For the fireworks?
Yeah.
We did not. No. I could pull one still, but after reviewing it, he pulls the adequate insurance that we need for the show. So if you're uncomfortable with it, it'd be about another $900.
So Shell doesn't get used it. He
sold the business.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Now Troy and I can't remember her name, but
they've
always pulled it. And we chose to pull the extra insurance. So, if you want it, I'll do it.
Would we, should we do that because we're not shooting him off on city property? Would that be something that would be a wise move because we're using someone else's property?
Let me contact Shane right away in the morning, our agent, and if he thinks so.
I don't want to put that landowner who's nice enough to let us use this in a liability.
Okay. Would you make a motion then to, if our agent so in fact wants us to have?
Okay, I'll make a motion that if we think we need the insurance for the fireworks, that we should purchase it for
$1,000.
Agreed.
So you're second on your vote?
Is it that if our agent recommends that we need to have...
You know what he's going to say.
But that's going to be the...
Yeah. I mean, you're right.
With that landowner, we haven't made a decision, but he's considerably less money for property at this point.
And I think we ought to sort of begin to address that again at our future council meeting.
Yeah, so let's... I don't want to piss Skeet off, and if we tell him, hey, we're going to have $900 insurance for your letting us use the drivers, and we're also using the parking lot if somebody slips their trailer.
Exactly. So I think we need to treat him very well.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
It's very kind.
Absolutely.
So you'll check, too, Ann, about the parking, too, with the parking over there?
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, so renew property casualty policy.
So this is our basic liability policy for the city. So if we have, you know, storm damage in the building or, theft, like a couple things we've had over the years. The only thing is on page 57, I wanted council to review this, is he added new picnic shelter with bathrooms, which he priced that, I have the old one here, I think. Or he valued the picnic shelter at almost $70,000. Do you agree with that? It did not cost us that to build it, but.
Jesse, you do a lot of building still.
Yeah, you rebuild it. But the bathrooms, you couldn't do it for that, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty fair price.
Okay. So, and then he had the gas storage building.
Back up 1 second. How does that affect? Do we get, if we get a claim on a building, do they pay us for total rehab of the building or just a portion? Or do you know?
Good question. I guess I have been under the assumption that, you know, it'd be pretty much a full building, but that, again, is an assumption.
I think we just have to absorb our deductible.
I disagree with that, because even our homeowners, you have to look at the policies and make sure it's covering brand new building and not just 75%.
And they always depreciate on an insurance claim. You know, you've always got that depreciation.
I'll ask, and then I'll get these questions answered from Shane in an email, and then I'll forward it on to you guys. So you want to know the actual value we would get back for a building?
Yes.
Okay. I think it would be replacement cost, correct?
Right. You're looking for?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the roof, you dig even the square shingles is a whole new roof.
Right, and you know what my insurance just did? They increased my deductible on my roof by $1,000 this year. I had $1,000, and now they cranked it to $2,000 and then jacked up my insurance bill.
Oh my gosh. Sounds like an insurance.
I went elsewhere. Mm-hmm. I went and saw Shane.
Oh.
I'm very happy with that young gentleman.
Thanks. Good to know. Yeah, very good to know.
So then they included the gas storage building, which is where the little gas pumps are, to a value of the building at $63,000 and the contents at $6,400, which for the year it's $227 to insure it. It's never been insured. He's the one who pointed it out.
Tracy, where are they getting the block walls these days? I'm glad you should have stayed on it.
Tracy doesn't do block anymore.
He does. Very few people do.
Because went through that spring. No one doing block, no one doing board, that's all I see at now. So I couldn't tell you.
That would be us $10 a square foot easy. Probably more than that, I don't know. ICFs, you're probably much more than that. But it's a better product, it would be a better product even for that.
Jeremy, how big is that building?
What's that?
How big is that building, square footage wise? Was it probably 16 by?
10 by 16.
1260 square feet.
12 by 16.
Well, then I'll go on to one more while you're thinking that. It's all the playground equipment. We've never insured that. And that he's got at $89,000. So that's the pickleball court. That's the picnic tables. That's the big play unit, the little play units. And that's $639 a year. So our policy would go up $1,444 by adding these things. That's not me.
The playground equipment, though, we've had, when we've had problems with, like, appealing and they've just sent us replacements.
That's the company, not the insurance.
Right. So do we need to insure it, too?
Wasn't me.
Well, if a tree would fall on it, the playground company is not going to. A tornado, I suppose. Pickleball court, same thing. If a tree hits the overhead fencing, we don't have insurance right now.
And also somebody ships out the finish.
But on that note, and that's another email or addition we've got tonight, is that the property is out there. Those trees are their trees, aren't they? Aren't all the trees in that buffer, are those their trees or our trees?
Theirs.
Well, under the rabies or whoever.
Is that the rabies? Is whoever...
Yeah, the lady owns the property.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the very back of our... There's something on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or somewhere.
So we need to definitely insure the pavilion. The gas stuff too. No?
The only thing that's really gonna hurt the gas pump is hail damage on the tin. I don't see anything happen to that. I don't know. Unless you run into it, I guess.
Yeah. That's it.
But we've got
$227.
It's got pylons on it, so
goes up $1,400. What is that total? Is there
$18,746, which last year was at $17,070.
What was last? Can you give me those two numbers again?
Last year it was $17,070. So $18,746.
And 24 is going to be
how much? $18,746. So the $1,444 is the addition, so the actual policy is only going up about $100. $200.
And it covers things like tornadoes and okay, because
yeah.
I know some things are considered an act of God, so
then it would be, well, I can verify that.
Yeah. But what would they not cover under act of God? Just out of curiosity.
It covered when all the stuff went missing over there. To the tune of $8,000-$10,000 worth.
Make sure it covers straight line winds. It's not considered a tornado. It's right.
Okay. I mean, just because that's happening.
I'll just have him come next month.
I mean, because some people think they're covered.
when does this have to be?
I would need approval tonight. Yeah. And always renews July 1.
Let's question the cost on the store, the gas storage building.
Why do you? I mean, if you tell me the value you want, I'll tell them that's the value.
What's building cost today per square foot? 110? 120?
At least, yeah.
170?
Yeah.
One higher?
Closer.
170?
That could be about 170 maybe.
170?
Which is $32,640.
$32,640. So that's figuring 12 by 16 is 192 square feet. At $170 a foot, the value of the building is $32,000, not $64,000. The value to that $63,945. And real cost is about $32,000, and I think you could probably build that a lot cheaper than that because all business. Well, you can find quite a way to blocks.
Like tanks, are they including tanks in there then too?
Contents. And it's $6,420, so that's additional.
So you got both 500-gallon tanks, right? So you got 1,000 gallons in tank, $1,000 in tanks. Those pumps still keep working, and they're from probably 1970. But yeah, I don't see insuring that for $63,000.
Totally up to you guys if you want it on or not.
Let's insure it for 32.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'd make a motion to pay as much as $18,000, but if we can get a deduction for a couple of things on there, I would like to see that reflected in the price.
You got that?
You need a blanket number to approve?
We'll fix it.
And you got a blanket number approved, or do you want...
Maybe just say as the invoice reads, but to drop the value of the fuel shed to $32,000. Because then it'll adjust it. He'll adjust it.
I'd make a motion we pay...
18,746.
18,746. So, is that a lien?
That's a lien, yep.
For insurance on the
taxi, okay.
City properties.
I have a second.
All second.
A vote.
Aye. Aye.
Personnel and purchasing, approval to increase Al Jorgensen to $19 per hour. He's our AIS inspector.
Yes, I'm sorry, I didn't put that in there. Yes, and this is what they had agreed upon once he started and completed training and whatever else. So Bob asked that I bring this.
Is that a motion?
Yep, it's a motion.
Sure,
I included this in your packet. It's just kind of interesting. Mark and I were down at Cross Lake, and the county was talking about their comprehensive plan. And just a kind of comparison here, this is building permits, and like you can compare this, you know, pardon?
And building values.
Yes, it's takes it out for on the water, off the water, rural, and commercial. So I just thought it was kind of interesting looking at it. With 50 lakes, you know, I believe this was a 5-year, was it not?
Yes.
Yeah, so 50 lakes is $3,933,420, whereas the city of Emily was $6,390,210. But it's just kind of a comparison thing. I just thought it was fun to look at. Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. But you, yep.
That's a lot of new construction in 50 lakes.
That is an awful lot of new construction in 50 lakes. You can look down here at the city of Ironton, you know, and they're only 10,790. We're up in the millions. But it was just kind of interesting. I thought you guys might want to look at that. It was a good meeting. Any other unfinished business?
I did have something, just one quick thing for elections. I had an election judge come to the city via the county. So I just need approval for Scott Ganaway to be approved as an election judge at $16 an hour.
Who is this?
His name is Scott Ganaway.
And he is from?
50 Lakes.
He's one of our election judges.
Yeah, when they apply to the county, they don't come, you know, if they don't come here and apply, they go to the county and apply, then the county forwards us. This is the first time I've seen anybody come through. And then the county said, yes, I need to contact him, and yeah.
We have our own election judges already?
We do, but I think, you know, when you have someone that wants to do it, so I think I'd just probably have him come in for half a day, and he's very happy with that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, who's getting off?
Probably little Missy with a couple kids at home.
Okay.
Unless I'm not happy with her, I'm like, just kidding.
I'll make a motion that we accept Scott Gannaway as an election judge.
$16.
$16 now.
And all second.
Vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Any other unfinished business? Open forum. Make a motion to adjourn.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.